This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As Madison celebrated Pride Week earlier this month, children at the Madison Public Library had a new kind of storytime reader. As Bridget Bowden reports, a new library trend has just popped up in Wisconsin.
A group of kids with painted faces wearing sparkly crowns is waiting for story time at the Penny Branch of the Madison Public Library.
I would like to turn this over to our guest reader of the hour, Miss Greta.
Miss Greta is tall, and she's wearing a leather skirt and sequin top. She's got on bright blue lipstick and eyeshadow. And, oh yeah, Miss Greta is a drag queen.
All right, the book that we are going to read today is The Family Book by Todd Parr. How many of you have families?
This is drag queen story time, and it's exactly what it sounds like, a drag queen reading books to kids. It started in San Francisco and has been replicated by libraries in New York, LA, and now Madison. Danny Atwater is a library assistant in Madison. He first learned about drag queen story times from another library's Facebook post. He says the kids love Miss Greta.
Even though drag queens aren't a stereotypical kid-friendly type performer, what they do is what kids do. They want to dress up. They want to have a fantasy in their head about who they are for that moment. And that's all drag queens are doing.
Craig Schlegel plays Miss Greta. Normally, he performs for adult audiences, which he says is very different.
So you kind of get a little more crass and mean with audiences of an older crowd because they're interested by it and they think it's funny. With children, you just interact with them like they're normal people.
He says a lot of kids are hesitant when they meet their first drag queen.
It's kind of like children interacting with clowns. Like, you never know what's going to go on because it's like a person in a costume, but they aren't exactly sure how to interact with them.
But after they read a book and sing a song, the kids have warmed up to Miss Greta. They line up to say hi and take pictures with her.
What color is the nails?
Blue.
Blue.
Can we take a quick picture?
The event does not include a formal definition of what a drag queen is. Youth Services librarian Holly Stork Post says that was a choice they made to try and normalize different gender expressions.
A lot of the kids who were in attendance had no idea what a drag queen was, maybe didn't even know that this was a drag queen story time. They just knew that this was a special, fun story time at the library.
But when the kids do have questions, Craig says he tries to answer them honestly.
These children will just come up to you and be like, oh, hi, are you a boy or a girl? And you're like, well, I'm a boy and I dress as a girl to entertain people or as like a form of a theatrical display or just to express myself as an individual. And saying that to a child is so much easier than interacting with an adult who has more of a closed mind.
Beth Myers brought her two kids, including 5-year-old Cece, to story time. She says she hopes they learned about something new.
I just love exposing the kids to everything outside of what they normally would see in their neighborhood. I think they come away just knowing that, it's like the song said, everybody looks different, but everybody is still worth love.
Cece had never seen a drag queen before meeting Miss Greta. She says she was impressed.
She looked like she had some beautiful makeup, beautiful hair, some very stylish eyes, and she was very nice.
Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.